you hear about that Paul McCartney-Heather Mills deal?
I know they're getting a divorce. I thought they had settled that thing on $106 million.
Yeah. Last I heard, she was trying for $117 and it was in the judge's hands.
Oh, golly. Would you say she was a gold digger?
I would say that's the understatement of the day so far.
Oh, by the way, I was going to mention one of these letters I got yesterday from you.
Please do.
From Ellen. Oh, here we go. Hi, Bill. This is Ellen. I've been meaning to email you to tell you what a nice time I had visiting you at Christmas time. Lucy was impressed that I knew someone famous. Lucy was her little daughter.
There you go.
It was great to see you and to go down memory lane. Now, she and her cousin Joe, who is also mentioned in this note, operated a tavern that I used to frequent. I had some great times in there with Billy Bob McQuaig and quite a few others. But anyway, they had a nice little business going. They also served deli sandwiches.
But you had some good times over there, huh?
Oh, yeah, great times. Yeah, I could tell you some stories about that place, man.
Well, lay one on us now.
Well, some of them, man, I just wouldn't fit on the air, I don't think.
Bill Bailey!
I wanted to have a beer one day after I got off work, and I didn't want my wife to know where I was, you know, so I said, I think I'll just go across the river. So I went over to Jeffersonville, and I went to a neighborhood tavern over there in Jeffersonville, sat down, ordered a beer, and was sitting there drinking a beer, and the phone rang. And the bartender answered the phone, and the woman asked if I was there. It was my wife. How in the hell does she know where I was? Man, I don't know what it is, but she could figure. She knew exactly where I was every time I left that house.
They have radar, Bill.
I think you're right.
Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
Yes, this is the Alpha and Omega.
And how are you today, sir?
Very fine, sir.
All right. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm drunk today, sir.
I'm sorry?
Sorry about that.
What do you say? You're drunk today?
Yeah, I'm drunk today, sir. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine. This is going to be fun.
I've never used steroids. I can promise you that now. I swear to God and to Joe DiMaggio, I have never used steroids.
Only a little beer.
Just a little beer and alcohol. Lord mercy, I don't know what else. Yeah.
Bill Bailey.
You know, some guy sending an email saying that I told a story about when the tornado went down on Bardstown Road.
Uh-huh.
And uprooted a number of buildings, of course. And one of my friends was caught by the tornado and swept away, and he said I made a story out of it. I don't remember it, but I had a number of friends that were swept away in that tornado, and they were sitting in various bars on Bardstown Road.
Well,
I'll never forget one of them was his name was Jeff, and I picked him up along with the stool, his drink, and everything else. Man, I carried it all the way down Bardstown Road and set it up on top of a oak tree. Out on Cherokee Road.
Wow, what a trip.
And I was down there looking around for him. And there he was sitting up there on the very top of that tree, man. It was a pin oak. And I yelled up at him, Jeff, how you doing? He said, fine, drinking a beer.
That was going to be my question. Did he spill his beer?
He never spilled a beer.
Bill Bailey.
The bar that was devastated that fellow was in was a bar that I used to drink in occasionally.
And what was the name of it?
I think it was called Annie's. And boy, I had a great time in there drinking cold beer and eating peewee peanuts. Oh, man, what a great time. We had a pinball machine in there and a bowling machine.
Bill Bailey!
I could tell you a story about a pinball machine I used to play up in Alaska.
Okay.
And I was playing this pinball machine and man, I just couldn't win anything. I couldn't get anything on that thing. And I kept playing and playing and playing. This was all day Saturday. And I was stationed up in Alaska at that time. So after playing it all afternoon and not winning anything, I just got so darn mad at the thing. And I just whacked it and busted the glass on it, the glass top on it, and walked up to the bar and handed him $50. And I said, This will replace that glass, I hope, because I ain't playing that thing anymore.
Bill Bailey.
Well, that's something else.
I wish I could remember some of these stories that I used to tell, man, but I can't remember them. But, you know, they can pick them all up on the website.
Oh, not all of them.
So I hear. I don't know.
Not all of them are up there.
No, I don't. I've never seen the website.
Oh, you would like it.
No, I wouldn't like it. I never like listening to myself. Never like listening to myself.
Bill Bailey.
Well, Johnny just walked in the room. Here you go.
Hey, Bill, Johnny
Randolph.
Hey,
John Randolph.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Good God, man. Somebody told me you were back in prison.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just got out. You know, they do such thing called bail.
How's that little wife of yours?
She is doing fine, thank
God,
you.
She is a fine young woman.
Yeah, she's a good one, by golly. So you been doing all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's good. I got
a call last week from Dude Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we spent, I guess, about a half hour talking, and he's doing beautifully down there.
That's good.
He's thinking about getting back into the business.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I should laugh. I've retired two or three times, so I should laugh.
Well, I guess I could get back into it if I got out of here and limbered up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, I'm in no shape to be doing it now.
Yeah, well, I thought the same thing.
I need, in order to do it the way I did it, man, I need to drink a couple of beers every day, you know.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right. That's my tonic.
There you go. Bend an elbow at 6 o'clock and go on the air at 6:20. Yeah. You know, whenever you come on.
God, I sound like a terrible person, don't I?
Whenever you come on here and talk about going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, I always come on and I correct that. I say, no, Bill's show went from 6:20 until 10.
Bill Bailey.
Hello, Dr. William W. Bailey.
Dr. Bailey.
Yeah.
President of the United States here.
Yeah.
And we require
some
research.
What do you want, you bum?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, bum. That was good.
You know, I was just talking with some of the girls out here about the presidency.
Yeah? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not running now. Forget about that. You know?
Oh, Bill, come on.
But we have got to do a lot better than what we've got now. So I'll tell you what's got me upset. It's that Obama, man. When he says we've got to negotiate. Negotiate with terrorists? Are you kidding me? Then, do you remember Eisenhower making a statement that we have to avoid the military-industrial complex? And now John McCain, who I was going to vote for, said we need that unison of the that complex. What, man, what the heck, what's going on here anyway?
We're
going
to have to use you as a write-in candidate.
Yeah, right.
Bill Bailey.
Hello?
Dr. Bailey?
Yeah.
Dr. Cook, how are you today, sir?
Oh, fine. Doing fine.
Good.
Everybody's talking about Wacky's picnic.
Yep, it's going to be Friday. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yes, and you being our ambassador of goodwill, we'll be there.
Yeah.
People looking forward to getting some autographs from you, my man.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm hearing.
No, they probably want a $5 bill.
out of your billfold is kind of what they're looking for right there. No, it's going to be fun. Got a lot of people coming, I believe.
Oh, I know it's going to be a big hit. I had a nurse that just came up here and said, that's all people are talking about.
Bill Bailey.
You know, something I wanted to mention to a young girl here. She sent me an email and also a letter, registered letter, and I wanted to read that to you.
Go
Hang
ahead.
On just a second.
Yeah, go ahead. That'll be good.
And it's going to have to wait till some other time because I can't even find it.
Oh, okay. What was her name? I've got a new one to fetch
it Peggy
today.
Peggy Joe. I think it was Peggy Joe. She's the one that sang that song, Barbie Doll. There was a show of George Jones out at the old Doc Holidays on 7th Street Road. And she was the opening act.
Oh, okay.
And she did a song that was also recorded by Barbara Mandrell. And she did it beautifully. And I complimented her on it. And she sent me a letter and, a letter and also an email telling me how much she appreciated that.
Bill Bailey.
And she also asked me to tell a joke that I said was one of my favorites. And look, I don't remember any of those jokes I told. You know, that's something I need to explain to people. I, I can't remember those things because I just made them up as I went along. And I wish I could remember them. I tried to write down, when I told something I thought was effective, I'd write down one or two little words, you know, so I could remember it, and kept them all in a shoebox. But then when I went up to Baltimore to work for a while, somebody stole a shoebox full of notes and also my camera for my car.
Oh, man.
But anyway, I don't remember anything I said back then.
Oh, it'd be hard to. I understand that.
Of course, I've also probably got Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Being crazy as hell.
Bill Bailey.
Oh, you know, there's two things. Now, this is the truth. Two things that my mom made my brother and I promise, and that is that we'd never lie, and we'd never tell dirty jokes. Well, I kept my promise about never telling a lie, and so did my brother, I believe. Anyway, but I did got out of school one day. I think I was in the 10th grade, and a bunch of girls had gathered there, and I was telling them a naughty story. It wasn't a dirty joke. It was just naughty, you know. And my brother heard me telling that joke, man. He started chasing me. He chased me home, man. I was right. He caught me in the backyard where he always called me, and beat the hell out of me again. And I said, man, what the heck's wrong with you? I said, didn't prunes finally kick in? Good God!
It's funny how he would always eat the prunes and then beat the crap out of you.
Oh yeah, man. I'm telling you. I don't know why they affected him that way.
Bill Bailey.
We had meatloaf yesterday for dinner, and it was more like brick loaf.
Ouch.
It was so hard, nobody could chew it.
That's hard on the teeth right there.
Well, I had people bring food in to me, you know.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. My roommate's mother brought me some banana bread. I love banana bread. You know, I ate banana bread and double cheeseburgers. And lived it up, man.
What'd Johnny bring you?
Oh, he didn't bring me anything, you know, cheapskate.
Bill Bailey.
That's right, I'm rolling downhill like a snowball rolling to hell.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, Bill. How about you this morning?
Hey, not bad at all.
Sounded like an AC/DC song there for a minute.
Yeah, that was an old country song by one of my favorites, Merle Haggard.
Ooh, Merle Haggard. I like Merle.
Oh, yeah, man. I love old Merle. We used to play his songs.
Bill Bailey.
I want to read this thing. Yeah, I wish I could take credit for this, but I can't. Because it's so darn clever. I can't even tell you who sent this in. But anyway, it's how children, after listening to Bible school, interprets what they hear. You'll hear a lot of terms in here that may sound sacrilegious, but they're not, you know. They're just innocent children speaking. Like Jesus and his seven opossums. Good grief, man. I tell you, these kids, they're wonderful when it comes to humor.
What's another one?
Oh, Adam and Eve had a son, Cain, who hated his brother as long as he was able. Pretty soon, all of the early people died off except for Methuselah, who lived to be like a million or something. And after them came Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Jacob had a son, and his son had a really loud sports coat which he wore. You had a coat of many colors.
Right.
Bill Bailey.
You know, I just consider myself still, you know, the watchman on the wall, the world peace.
Okay.
And someday I'm going to end all this vileness in the world.
What's your plan?
Well, you know, I may have to use a little strength to do it. I understand this creep over in Venezuela is trying to get something started now with Colombia.
Yep.
Yeah, they moved all of their warships and everything up to the border of Colombia. I'm telling you, man, there's some mean people in this world.
Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez.
Bill Bailey.
By the way, they landed some new flooring in this building today, or yesterday, too, and we had to eat in the, what they call the all-purpose room. In that all-purpose room, they've got a TV set as one of those flat TV sets, you know, flat, and that thing about 4 feet across.
Wow.
Now, I don't like it.
You don't like the plasma TV?
Good God, man. It looks like everybody on there, man, has got a face that's 2 feet wide and I don't know why in the world anybody want one of those things. I don't like it. John don't like them at all. But anyway, that's where we're having to eat now, in the all-purpose room.
Got to be careful of the fumes that they use in that glue to stick that
flooring
in. Oh,
yeah, I know, yeah. They're in there right now sanding it down. It's kind of a wood-like flooring. Mm-hmm. That's going to be into the hallway leading into the dining room, south dining room, and also the dining room itself, which is a very large room.
Well, I hear them, boy. I can hear the sanders in the background.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's they're out here vacuuming the floor. Man, I'm telling you, don't get any peace around here.
Bill Bailey.
Oh, I explained yesterday about that Peggy Jo.
Yeah.
And her song. Do you remember that song, Barbie Doll?
Vaguely, yeah.
Well, I think it hit number, way down on the top 100 songs of the year. Well, that was back in the 70s. But anyway, she sang a song by Barbara Mandrell, and I complimented her on how well she did it. She did a great job with it. And that was with George Jones. And he was, that's one time he showed up. I had a chance to drink a beer with old George.
How was he? A good fellow?
Of course, everybody's had a beer with George Jones.
Bill Bailey!
An acquaintance of mine, not a close friend, but an acquaintance. I met him through my neighbor, Doc Striegel. His name was Oliver. He passed away unexpectedly. He and his wife went out shopping for groceries, and he's sitting behind the wheel, the driving wheel and steering wheel. She takes a bag of groceries into the house, and when she came back to the car, he was gone, man. I decided I'd go over there to the funeral home, you know, just to pay my respects to the lady, because I really like them. Anyway, I walked into the funeral parlor, and as soon as she saw me, she took me by the hand and led me up to the casket. And there's Oliver, his name was Oliver, lying there in the casket. And she said to me, Bill, I said, yeah. She said, if Oliver could see himself lying there, he'd just die. Kind of good. Man, I turned around and looked at everybody else, and they were all laughing, you know, but not out loud.
Bill Bailey.
Do you remember Ragtime Cowboy Joe?
Yeah.
He's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
That's it, man.
It was in the summer of 1884, man, when he rode into town. Tombstone. The town, they say, was too tough to die. So he had to meet up with Wyatt Earp and his brothers and also Duck Holliday to meet some Al Hoots over at the Okie Dokie Corral. There was going to be a shootout there. Before he met with Wyatt Earp, he spoke to the townsfolk who were gathered along the main street there because they were aware that he was in town. He knew he had a terrific reputation. He told them there's going to be some killing here today. He asked all the women folk and the kids to get inside the houses and stay. Anyway, they started, bam, blam, blam, and Al Hoots started falling, man. Heck of a shootout at the Okie Dokie Corral. Well, the bloodshed that day. Well, only one of the Earp boys got it. Or was that the Burp boys? I can't remember.
That'd be the Earp boys and the...
Doc Holliday was along with him. What was that? He had consumption, didn't he?
Boy, howdy. He drank himself to death.
Yeah, right. He also had that darn consumption, you know.
Yeah, he had a cough or something. He had,
yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you meant consumption of alcohol, and boy, he did.
Oh, no, no. That's what they used to call that, I guess it's tuberculosis, yeah.
That I bet that's what it was, because he ended up in a sanitarium somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was Wyatt Earp's best friend, though.
That's a great story, man.
Yeah, but don't forget old Cowboy Joe, man. He was a hero of the West, man.
Bill Bailey!
You know, I still like James Arness.
Oh, yeah, Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
What a great series.
Isn't it amazing how these guys just simply disappear?
Yeah?
Well, he was in another one after he left the Gunsmoke, but it didn't last very long. I don't even remember what the title of it was.
Yeah, I remember Gunsmoke. They had Chester as his sidekick, and then Festus. I always liked old Festus.
Oh, Festus Hagen.
Uh-huh.
do you remember that old song, Cool Water?
Yeah, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Right, right. Well, you know, the leader of the Sons of the Pioneers died.
Didn't know that.
So who took over?
Don't know.
Festus Hagen.
Oh, well, I'll be doggone.
Oh, yeah, man. He's singing a beautiful song. He has got a great voice.
I didn't even know that because...
Yeah, that's the Sagan.
I was so used to his corn pone. Air Marshal.
Oh,
Bill Bailey.
Oh, I heard some guy, this was on television, some guy made the comment that this guy that used to be locked up all the time on the Andy Griffith Show, the drunk...
Yeah, what was his name?
...was the one that sang the theme song for Walt Disney Studios, you know, one... When you wish upon a star.
Oh, I
but it
don't
wasn't
know.
Him.
I don't know.
It was Ukulele Ike Edwards.
Is that who it was?
Ukulele Ike Edwards. Yeah, God, what a great voice he had.
Bill Bailey.
Have you been catching any of this music on the KET lately? They showed a special for John Denver the other day.
I like him.
Tell you what, it almost broke my heart, man. I think about that. But I knew him personally, and I hate to see that guy die.
I went to one John Denver show, and it was tremendous.
Oh, God, he was a fine singer.
Absolutely.
And a great songwriter.
And a great performer. He had a lot of charisma on stage.
But he was, he was a taller guy than you thought he was. I think he was 6 feet.
Had a voice that was bigger than that.
Oh, yeah, man, a great guy.
I still like to hear Take Me Home, Country Roads, Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, yeah, Annie's song.
Bill Bailey.
So they had a special on Glenn Campbell, too.
Saw a little bit of that one.
Oh, God, man, I love Galveston.
Yeah, what a great song.
Oh, yeah, that's where I went swimming. I mean, I got a terrible infection down there when I went swimming. Ended up having to have my throat scraped out, and then it got really bad.
Wow, a beautiful town.
Yeah, it is.
Nice area down there on the Gulf, man.
Uh-huh.
Had a nice song.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he had a great... What was the first song he had?
Wichita Lineman?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then he had a string of them. Gentle on My Mind.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Playground, Susie?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, he just went on and on with him.
Yeah, right. Well, in 1966, I think it was, they said, this is the year for Glenn Campbell. And boy, it was, too. The guy could sing now.
Bill Bailey.
So how you feeling this morning?
Not too bad. I was a little bit worried for a while. My daughters went out to Las Vegas, one of them to get married. And I thought they'd be back Saturday night, but they didn't come back, and they didn't come back Sunday. And so I kept calling and finally reached one of my daughters out in a hotel room in Las Vegas on her cell phone. So they'll be coming home tonight.
Do they have any money left?
I doubt it. If they do, it'll be unusual.
Bill Bailey.
I never did finish that story about that guy out in the South End.
Oh, go ahead.
Who wanted to own full-size basement, did I?
No, go ahead. Lay that on us.
Well, this guy, very industrious. He worked for GE. He wanted a full-size basement, so... Every night he went down there and he filled up a 5-gallon bucket of dirt. On the way into work, the guy would stop long enough to dump his dirt off at the same location, then he'd go on into work. And this went on now for 2.5 years. After a while, the guy ended up with a full-size basement. Of course, he had to have people move in there, to finish off the walls and put in power and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, he had his full-size basement, and I don't think people in Louisville realize, that we all owe him a debt of gratitude.
And why is that?
Because of him, we have Iroquois Hill. That's the reason why he's done all that dirt.
Bill Bailey.
I got a note, an email from Bob Bowman, and he made a statement, man, that just reminded me of something. He said it was nice to hear my voice on the air again. It is true that people feel more comforted by a familiar voice. You know that?
Yeah, and everybody used to listen to you, man. I mean, I get that all the time. They're glad to hear you back on the air. I really do.
Well, I was always fortunate. I was blessed with probably the most dedicated audience in the world.
Well, you're just part of their life. They get up, driving into work, getting ready for work. Got to have that, that familiar voice on the radio.
Yeah.
They like that. They become accustomed to it.
I felt like I was a part of their life, I just see them. I see those people everywhere, See them in shopping centers and at Kroger's, everywhere. Everywhere I went, stop and talk to him for a while. And
just to have that familiar voice, you're hearing your voice on the air.
Yeah.
Just made their day.
Well, it made
right.
me feel good.
I would always listen to you driving to work. You know, if you would take a day off or something, I would be like, oh, no, man, I hope he's not in trouble. I hope they didn't fire him for something he said.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah, I was never in trouble, you know, but I was always bumming around.
Well, controversial to an extent.
Yeah, right.
And topical and, pushing buttons once in a while.
Yeah.
He would get on some hot topics.
Oh, I did that a few times and got cold on it. Asked to apologize, and sometimes I apologize, sometimes I wouldn't. As a matter of fact, I'd turn it around and say, no, he's going to apologize to me.
Bill Bailey.
Oh, one thing I wanted you to know is I am the guy who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. And, man, I'm so hot, I mean, it burned the damn building down.
Are you hot,
baby? Did you see that on TV?
Yeah, that was wild.
Bill Bailey.
Hello.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah, how you doing, pal?
I'm all right, Duke. How you doing?
Good. I'm sorry I couldn't talk yesterday afternoon.
Well, that's okay, man.
There's a friend in here visiting from Florida. Her name is Gladys Osper. I didn't really know the lady. I met her one time. She's a very close friend of the Dude Walker family in Memphis, even though she's from Florida. Anyway, she's a nice lady. I spent some time with her.